After yesterday's rocket ship higher, the markets are a little more subdued. This is Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. Front month corn futures fractionally to 2 cents higher. Soybeans running anywhere from a penny lower to a penny higher. We'll take a look at those numbers here coming up very soon. Well, on Monday, July corn rose almost 22 cents. Soybeans were up almost 36 cents. And Kansas City wheat was around 16 cents higher as well. Though all row crop markets took part in Monday's rally, the soybean market recovered most of Thursday and Friday's losses, as traders apparently sought any value or volume indication to deem last week's trade somewhat a bullish success. Regarding the weekend trade details, it is not fully confirmed, but it's reported that the $17 billion in U.S. ag products will be in addition to the 25 million metric tons of soybeans, which has been a volume target since last October's summit in South Korea. The 25 million metric tons of soybeans at $13 FOB would be worth nearly $12 billion. Crude oil retreated after President Trump announced on Monday that he had planned a U.S. attack on Iran at the request of Gulf leaders. The Dow right now is trading down a little over 5 points. Asian markets are trading higher. European markets are trading mixed. Cattle futures opened higher and traded higher for a period of time, but even the positive news of China renewing registrations was not enough to maintain support. Hog futures were very strong to begin trading, but selling pressure increased and contracts moved into negative territory. Opening cattle calls will be steady to higher. Hogs look to be higher as well. We'll look at the numbers next.
To Senator Locurley, Manager of Agronomy, Zach Ogles tells us what their products, Thiosol and KTS, can do for Iowa farmers.
So over the course of several years, we've done field trials evaluating the level of nitrification inhibition, as well as the yield bump that we see from that sulfur nutrition. We've seen between 8 and 10 bushels per acre of yield increase as a combination of the sulfur nutrition and protecting that nitrogen and getting the most value out of that.
Ask your local retailer about Thiosol and KTS.
On the overnight, July corn up 2 1/4 at 479 and a quarter. December new crop up a penny at 499. July beans up 1 3/4 at 1214 3/4. November new crop up a penny at 1202 even. Soybean meal up $1.30 at 335.80. Soy oil 75.41. That's 22 cents lower. Chicago wheat up 8 at 672 1/2. Kansas winter wheat up 7 3/4 at 711 1/2. Spring wheat up 21 1/2 at 725 1/4. Minneapolis wheat up 6 at 709 1/4. That's Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.